I will start the podcast.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Why Is Usanil Dead Inside? The new podcast from Sunil Patel, Gary Trow, and Harriet Gemsley.
Why do you forget my name?
I forgot your name.
I often forget if your name's Kemsley or Kelmsley. Yeah, I forget how many L's are in
I've known you for 10 years, Gary. Yeah. It's people introduce me to stage all the time as Kelmsley.
No, I thought they said Nosley.
That's so mean.
That happened though, didn't it?
That did happen once. And I thought it was personal about my nose. Because I think they must have been picturing my face and then they thought nose and then they said Harriet Nosley.
Your nose isn't big.
It's not. It's certainly not the biggest thing on your face.
No.
Wait, what's bigger on my face?
Mouth, eyes.
Yeah, massive. Let's have a look. I'd call you Harriet Ainsley.
You got sneaky little sneaks eyes.
Yeah, little creepy eyes.
Creepy little sneaky eyes.
People think it's Kelmsley, but it's not like Kelmsley's a famous word.
Nor's Kemsley.
Kemsley's not a famous word.
Can words be famous?
Well known, I think is what I mean.
Famous.
Like Patel is quite a common surname.
Oh, I see.
No one accidentally says Sunil Patel.
Gary Trow is not.
I watched a documentary about the surname Patel.
Really?
Yeah, it was a documentary on...
Please tell me about it. I don't know enough about it.
It was so boring, I've forgotten everything about it.
There's an association of Patels in the UK.
Right, but it's a very common name in a country, and I've forgotten which country that is.
This one.
Yes.
Yeah.
England.
It is more common here than India.
Is it really?
Well, in terms of...
Oh, it's Paltel in India. Paltel. Yeah.
Well, obviously, there's loads of Patels in India, but I think it's... Yeah, loads of them moved here. Because a lot of the Patels were moved here from, like, East Africa. The Ugandan, when they got kicked out by Idi Amin.
What does association mean, though? Like, gang shit?
Association?
Yeah, you said there's an association
of
Patels.
There's a club. It's a club.
Are you a member?
The Bloods, the Crips, and the Patels. Fucking going toe to toe on the streets, man.
What colours, if the Bloods
brown,
wear
brown,
red
brown.
And the Crips wear blue, what
brown,
do
brown. Brown,
they wear brown, right? Okay.
Different shades of brown.
Tan. Beige.
What's the official colours of the Trow family, do you think?
Bright, pink. I'd imagine they're very bright, yeah.
Pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
Well,
pink.
You can't have that now, Harry.
Lilac.
Lilac. Have you guys ever met a Trow that isn't me?
No, never. I've
never met your brother?
No,
I've met your mum.
There we go. Boom.
Yeah. Is she called Trow?
Even though she divorced my dad, kept the name.
Yeah.
Loves the name.
She gave us
Oh, my uncle weren't happy about that.
Do you know what?
Really? Once you divorced, you're out.
Yeah.
Wait,
really?
Which side is he on?
So he's my dad's brother.
So he's like, get out of the Trow.
Yeah. You weren't happy about it.
He wasn't happy that she kept the name.
No.
It's just a fucking name.
Once you leave the Trows, you're out the Trows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Trow a uncommon enough name that he doesn't want people stealing it?
Yeah, you haven't met any other Trows.
Are they ashamed that you changed the spelling?
Oh, from...
Trow.
The real spelling.
Yeah, because people, oh, yeah, people what's call the, it Trow.
People call it Trow.
Well, as in to... Trowbridge.
Yeah. No, it's Trowbridge.
Yeah.
But people would go up on the stage, Trouble. Gary Trow. And you know when you just like...
Is it pronounced Trow, though?
Yeah.
So he took the
Although there are, other Trows in the world and they pronounce it Trow. So there are other Trows in the world. So
oh, wow, well, for
mate,
God's...
Mate.
Is there a Facebook group?
And if you add an L, it's just Trow. there is a Facebook group. I started it.
Did you? How many you got in there?
It's called I Am Trow.
You and your mum?
It's Andy T.
And your uncle just writes
my
me
uncle
in comments.
Refuses to. He keeps trying to kick her out of it.
Your mum made me one of the nicest ham sandwiches I've ever had. That sounds like I fucked her. But now,
which is weird because I wasn't there for that.
You were there. We ran there for dinner after a gig, didn't we? You, me, and Richard Todd.
I did that a few times, and I didn't realise it was weird. It was quite early doors in my
career. That's so adorable.
Whenever it was a gig in Bristol or something like that, I'd be like, pop around with mum, she'll make us some dinner before we get home.
Yeah, it was really nice.
She made dinner for Angela Barnes.
Yeah.
She made dinner for Matt Rees.
Who have I've done? Will Duggan's parents made jacket potatoes for us when we went around. Your mum's made sandwiches and soup very late at night as well.
Yeah, very Big late ass. At night. She loved it though, mate. Toby
gave you wedding food.
All right, I was just saying.
Yeah, but you looked at me as if my parents haven't done anything for you.
No, I was saying if you wanted to chip in with what your mum's done as well.
She made you a whole day's worth of food.
Yeah, I wasn't having a go at you, Mum.
It did seem like you were.
I wasn't.
She said she wanted to get to know you better, and you were doing. You were going and.
She wanted to listen to my new podcast. Why is Sunil dead inside?
You said you're going to be a folks, and I said pop in and see them, and then you didn't. You went into it. He said, pop by and see them.
Yeah, but I don't really, I feel a bit awkward like turning up at your parents' house going, hi, I'm just here. What are you doing here? I was just around, man. You don't pop around.
Hi.
Hi. Then what? What comes after that?
I don't know what goes after that.
Want to have a look at the geese?
Yeah, see the geese. They're quite violent though. Yeah, they're very violent. They were really rough. Like some of them like didn't have eyes and they were very, They were quite intense. But they've gone now.
You should get them in the Patels.
Kelly geese.
Exactly that. Plus geese. Breaking arms.
I think the Patels are originally farmers, but very, very good business minds while farming.
If the Patels are anything like you, I imagine they're a very like subdued gang.
There's a lot of them and they're very different.
Yeah.
Within, but what does unite them is apparently a good at sort of business.
Yeah.
Well, a bit tight with money. that's apparently it.
That actually isn't good for business, because actually if you want to make more money you should be good at business,
but you give it away and spend it.
But yeah, saving it, it doesn't make you more money in the long run.
Well, my dad's side of the family weren't in business, they were in education, but my mum's side of the family were business people.
Wasn't your dad a chef?
No, he was not a chef.
He was an engineer,
but he did own an Indian restaurant while he was at uni.
Whilst he was at uni?
Yeah, I've told you this.
No.
It's called Ye Old India. And it was above a pub in Corsham, which is a little village, a little town outside Bath.
But did he inherit it?
No, he was just like...
he was at uni?
How do you afford it?
He spent 10 years at uni.
To be an engineer. Yeah. It's not easy.
Well, he did 2 degrees but kept failing all the years. It took him 10 years.
Wait, did he build anything that I've been on? Because it makes me a bit nervous.
Yeah, the roof at the British Library. and the Millennium Dome, he worked on that as well.
Wow.
Which uni?
Bath.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, he owned an Indian restaurant because he thought there was a gap in the market. I don't think he really wanted to be an engineer. And he was like, maybe there's a gap in the market. And he said it was pretty successful. And then they got offered, I've told you this, they got offered the contract to make supermarket ready food, ready meals. But the chef was absolutely sick of working in Corsham because it was just full of squaddies all the time. And they'd come in and like make a mess and be really rude and racist. So the chef was like, I'm fucking going home. So then my dad went back to uni.
You told me that story, but I imagined your dad being like 48 at that point. I didn't think
he was
like
in his
17.
20s. He was in his 20s.
He's in his 20s, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was before his time.
There were still curry houses in the UK, but I think that probably would have been the first one in the West Country, maybe. Maybe some in Bristol.
Wow.
This would have been in the 70s.
It's crazy. I don't think of you as from the West Country.
A lot of people don't.
I would love it if you ran an Indian restaurant. If you had inherited that restaurant, you'd get so grumpy. You'd eat so much naan bread.
Oh, I love a bit of naan. Why wouldn't I?
You grew up pretty much down the road from me.
Well, you grew up in...
Chipping Sodbury.
Was it Chipping Sodbury?
Yeah. That's
a stupid name.
Well, that's Gloucestershire.
All right, Kelmsley.
So I never really spent much time in Gloucestershire, but Somerset, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, never... mate, we're border. I was Avon growing up.
I was Avon. Yeah. And then it changed to Bath and North East Somerset, which is... a unitary authority, of which there's only a couple in the country.
Yeah, and we changed to South Gloucestershire.
God, I mean, this is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Anyway, I've got to go. thanks for having me along, guys.
It's a geography podcast now.
I hope you got
now.
Some stuff for the podcast there.
Gary, are you an emotional person?
Fuck, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for the benefit of the listeners and the viewers, we've known Gary for, I think, at least 10 years now.
Yeah.
I started gigging...
Yeah.
2010. I certainly knew Harriet in 2011. We met in Edinburgh.
And I met you after that, a year or two after that, didn't I?
It might have been months after that. It was certainly not. Because we went to Edinburgh together in 2012.
We did.
Tales of the Unaccepted.
It was 2011.
Was that on the bus?
Yeah. And you guys were doing a show on a bus, with like between a few of you circling in and out.
That was you. You were one of those people.
Yeah, yeah. And it was me and Ed Carowina. We were asked to come and join for the last week if we wanted to. And we stayed on the floor in a flat.
Why are you
in
trying
Edinburgh?
To separate yourself from this and that? Yeah. Like you weren't part of it. You were part of it.
I'm not. I'm saying I was there.
Yeah.
But what happened was that it was already happening and then we got asked to do it. So I don't think like...
You weren't a founding member of the bus.
I wasn't a founding member of the bus gang.
Fuck it. I can't believe we did a show on a fucking bus. This is the thing about Edinburgh. You should go up with all the optimism, don't
man,
you?
Yeah, maybe it can work.
Just eating pure shit every day at midday on a bus. Yeah. Just horrible.
And it was like
cheese for breakfast, shit for lunch.
It was like quarter past midday every day.
Good comedy time. We get the people with the laminated lists and the anoraks at that time.
One guy smashed a glass by dropping it because he fell asleep. I remember that.
Oh, and Richard did it as well, didn't he? And I remember his head had to be on the side.
He was too tall for the
bus. Yeah, he was too tall for the bus. Richard Todd, former guest. But also he was the only one that had more than 10 minutes of material at that point when we were... So in the last week, it was just, I think it was me, Ed, Richard, and then I don't know, were you gone by then?
No,
you were still there. You were MCing.
I was MCing.
You'd be MCing.
Still don't have 10 minutes of material,
Richard was the only one who was prepared to push it past like 10 minutes.
But Richard can just go on and on. Yeah, he can just keep talking,
he just can't stop. Yeah. He literally can't stop. So we always put him on at the end so we could just leave. And the Olympics was on, so we'd have to fly our own show, but the Olympics were on, so Ed Caruana. And it still annoys me to this day. We'd be flying and then we'd find Ed and just be watching the Olympics in a pub. And I know he doesn't listen to this, but he fucking slacked off that week.
But fuck you, Ed.
Fuck you, Ed.
I'm going to down the camera. Fuck you, Ed.
If Ed Caruana is watching this, and I hope, Elliot, turn this into clips for the socials. Ed Caruana, you're a piece of shit, man. And I'm not going to tell you what, I haven't got time to explain.
I can't even think what his handle is on things. I follow him anyway, he pissed me off
His
that
email
much.
Is talktoed@gmail.com.
Aren't you going on holiday with him next week?
No, he might be in town while I'm on holiday.
Wait, no, that means you're going on holiday together.
No, he'll be there for a day. I'm going to go to Folkestone.
With Ed.
I've got a gig in Folkestone, so I thought, why not just do a couple of days either side of just sitting in a room writing.
Nice.
Yeah. Found the cheapest hotel. Going to get the best suite in the cheapest hotel.
Yeah.
Be the king.
You.
Be a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, I can't actually. It's too expensive to get an Airbnb, but cheap seaside hotels are pretty abundant.
Could have stayed with my parents if you wanted.
Right.
Just saying.
Actually, that's a good idea. Can I stay with your parents in that? Have they got that outhouse?
Yeah.
Can I just stay there?
Yeah.
Lock myself in?
Yeah.
Just come and say hello every now and then. Oh, the dog looks good, actually. I want to see your dog.
Yeah, it's a really good dog.
Yeah, they've got a new... Basset Hound.
It's Basset, not a Basset Hound.
What is it? Labrador.
No.
Big eared dog. Big eared dog.
No, it's King Charles. A Braco Italiano.
What the Ooh. Fuck is that? A coffee?
Braco Italiano.
It's a Braco Italiano.
It
it's
like an ice cream.
Like an ice cream? It's like a German pointer. But like an Italian one.
What happened to dogs?
There were no cockapoos when we were growing up.
No.
There were no labradoodles.
The most exotic type of dog was a cat. You know what I mean? Like
there was a dog and there was a cat.
Yeah, and that was it.
Now. We've turned into a right-wing podcast about
this
dogs.
I mean...
There's only two types of dog. There's dog and cat.
I don't know. I feel like we actually want more interbreeding of our dogs. That's what we want.
Have you thought about breeding dogs?
No.
What's your dog? Your little dog?
It's a Cavapoo. But I think he's mainly poodle, so he's like a Cavapoo poo.
How do you make it more poodle?
You've got to have more poodle on one side.
So three of the grandparents are poodle.
No,
and one.
No, because he would have one parent as a poodle, complete poodle, and the other one a Cavalier.
So
King
I
Charles
think
Spaniel.
His dad's a poodle and his mum's a
Cavapoo. His dad's 100% poodle. Oh.
So he's three quarters poodle, so he's a Cavapoo poo.
I feel like that's what you've done is you've divided it into three. So actually, he's a Cavapoo-poo-poo.
Yeah, he's actually a Cavapoo-poo-poo. Yeah.
What's the benefit of that dog then? Of being that dog?
Well, I met a woman in the park today. I thought we were going to be friends, but then but then I walked away and I vomited.
Not because of social anxiety.
The woman.
Right.
No, just, I was like, oh, she's not going to want to talk to me again. You're not even listening.
Of course I'm listening.
She said her dog molted so much. The dog was 9 and she was like, I know you're not going to say this, but, you know, kind of looking forward, not looking forward, but when it goes, she can get one that doesn't molt like Sunny.
Mm.
Wow.
So yours doesn't molt. Okay. That's
doesn't molt,
good.
Yeah.
But your cat used to molt a lot.
Yeah.
Who was your cat?
Who was your cat?
No.
Which one was your cat? Was it that other dog that was here for a bit?
Do you know what I remembered? I started asking who was your cat, and then I remembered how upset you were about your cat.
Oh, God, how yeah, it was awful.
How inconsolable, but talking about crying, how inconsolable you were about that cat.
That was the different cat, because they were two of them, because she died years ago, yeah. And that was when I went on stage and then started crying on stage and I said, I'm so sorry, my cat died yesterday. That was one of the brain tumour, wasn't it? Yeah, she had a brain tumour. Oh.
Tell us how you bought those cats.
We went for brunch and then we went to Stratford and came back with cats.
There we go.
What? Okay.
It's like a lady 22, selling yeah. cats. Yeah, just
how much you pay for them cats?
50 quid each.
They were lovely. 50 quid for a cat?
I think it might have been 50 quid for two.
That's not a... That's, you shouldn't do that.
I think that's all right. I think that's all right.
You think that's a lot?
A cat for 50 quid?
No, two cats.
That's nothing. Two cats. Sorry, two cats for 50 quid.
Two cats in a box.
Two cats for 50... Two and a cats box. In a box.
What kind of box?
Like cardboard.
Is that you pay 10p for the box? Two cats for £49.90 is not enough money. Is not enough money to be spending on a cat.
I know, and they weren't. I think they weren't ready to go either. We just it
oh,
was
they
like,
kittens.
They were and they were tiny. And
where did you find her?
I think we just it must have been like Gumtree back then. We just like and we shouldn't have got. We weren't allowed them where
to
we lived.
A proper breeder as well.
And I know. We just went for brunch. And we were like, we
were you drinking
get cats.
At brunch?
I think we maybe had a couple of drinks, but. It was like, we should get cats. But then we had cats.
And who's we? Why do you keep saying we?
My housemate, Sam. But then he was away a lot and I was allergic to cats. So it was a lot.
Yeah, so 50 quid is too much.
Best 50 quid you've ever.
Yeah, yeah. To be looking after your own allergy. Yeah.
Yeah.
50 quid to make yourself miserable.
It got better as it went on. Like, you just learned to live with it. But
what's the most you'll pay for a cat then, now?
Oh, you know, like now I'd pay more, but I didn't have the, I think quid? Sam paid for it. I didn't have the money then.
You didn't have 50 quid for two
no.
cats?
No,
how much did you pay for your cocker-cocker-cocker-cocker-poo-poo?
He was a present
they're
from Bobby, but he was expensive.
Is
yeah.
it? Why? It's not pure bread.
They present. Keep getting thieved. They thieve dogs,
I know,
but
I'm
not
so
cats.
Worried. A woman on the street the other day was like, you need to watch out with him. Someone's going to steal him. And I thought, I think you're going to steal him. She seemed like...
Did she say if she was taking it out of your hand? Yeah. From your hand?
That's mad.
Yeah.
I met a very expensive cat on a filming job.
How do you know?
Right. Well, this cat was earning upwards of four figures a day. It was a Scotch Fold.
Was the cat
Scottish
earning more than you?
Russian Blue.
Was the cat earning more than you?
Was the what?
Cat earning more than you.
No, it actually wasn't for once. The animals were earning less than
nice.
Me for once in my career. no, it's one of those ones with the fucking huge face and the little folded ears.
Oh,
you know the ones
they
that really
are fucking
like
adorable. Yeah. Yeah, 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 it's almost like the ears are part of the head.
Yes, yeah,
yeah. yeah. No, okay, mate. I would pay a lot of money for one of those cats. I would steal one of those cats if I saw
it. It was absolutely beautiful.
In a heartbeat,
absolutely beautiful. I had a little cuddle with it, and then it didn't like being away from its owner for the filming. Scratched one of the actress's tits. Had to be kicked off set.
No way.
Yeah, because
they just won't accept that sort of behaviour
like,
on
we
set.
Can't do it. Yeah,
they
so
can't.
They
you can't in this day and age. You can't. You have to have people there to make sure that people don't touch. So what it tips. Got, it wasn't allowed to be on it because...
Well, they had to change the scenes so that there's no cat in the scene now.
What was the film?
It was the end, I can't say. But it's the end of the, James it was Bond. The end of the film. It was the final scene and there was supposed to be the cat there, but... Yeah.
If you were an animal, so now I think that's what you would be. One of
cat.
Those, one of those cats.
A cat who scratches women's breasts.
You wouldn't, you'd be too lazy. You'd be looking for the food.
I just paw it.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think you'd definitely be a cat if you were.
Oh, well, that's what yeah, everyone there's says. Cats. He looks like so many different cats.
I've just got a beard, but you've seen me without a beard, and I don't.
And
look
you
like
still
a cat.
Look like a cat. I don't
you
know
do.
You
do. You're
mate.
Very cat-like.
No, no.
But it's weird because you're not very like feline, but then you look like one of those cats.
Yeah,
I'm feline.
No, you know.
Yeah, you never know if I like you or not.
What? No, but I think feline means like graceful or like.
And you're constantly
I'm actually
bouncing
very...
on fences.
Why are you so pleased about that? That
I'm
no,
actually,
you don't know if
I'm actually
like
very graceful.
No.
Grace, more graceful than you.
Yeah,
can you dance?
But that's still not graceful. He
can
is
you
a
dance?
Good little dancer. Yeah, he
I can dance.
He's got
if,
good rhythm.
If people don't egg me on to dance, I'll dance. But as soon as there's a compulsion to dance, I won't dance. Like a cat. Cats will do what they want. They won't be. If people ask them to do something, they just won't want to do it.
When was the last time you danced?
90.
You danced at my wedding with Dylan.
Did I?
Yeah, in a circle.
See, I was having fun.
Yeah, you like doing this with each other and you're like, like a train.
How do you remember our dance from such a long time ago?
It was filmed. I saw it on camera.
Aww.
It's really sweet.
I wouldn't have danced if I knew it was filmed.
I'm going to release it one day.
When was the last time we cried, Gary?
Well done. Good tangent getting back onto the topic there, mate.
We're
fucking
smooth. We're
seamless.
Really smooth here.
I cried Saturday.
Fuck.
Mate, I cry all the time. I cry all the time.
You've never cried in front of me.
No, I know, which I find...
Have you cried in front of her? Harriet.
I don't think so.
Oh, I cry.
I think you've definitely been emotional and maybe had tears in your eyes.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
Right, okay, yeah.
I realised the other day, I started welling up. Right, Saturday, I cried because I was explaining to my partner a sad children's book I read. And even explaining it...
That's a good idea for a podcast.
I started welling up quite... And I could... All right, don't make me...
What's the...
You're going to have to read it out. You're going to have to read it out, Harry.
Okay. I think I'll be all right. Okay. It's called Granddad's Island.
You are going. Your eyes are shining.
I know, I know.
Granddad's Island.
It's called Granddad's Island, right?
Gary just loves islands.
What happens to the...
Do you want me to tell you the fucking story or not?
What happens to the island?
Right.
What I like about Gary is it's a roller coaster. Like, he can be crying and then he can be shouting within moments.
In Granddad's Island, it's about a little boy who goes to an island with his granddad.
Yeah.
That's so right. Nice.
Yeah.
But then it's...
Brexit.
The granddad voted Brexit.
The boy has to leave.
But it's all about saying goodbye to your grandparents. So they go to this island and then the granddad tells the little boy that he can't stay and the little boy has to go home, but the granddad's going to stay.
It's an island full of granddads.
It's just his island.
Oh,
it's
right.
Not, it's granddad, not other granddads.
Oh, right. Okay,
it's
yeah,
granddad.
Yeah.
It's okay. Granddad's apostrophe. Granddad with apostrophe before the S island, not granddad's.
So he owns the island.
It's his island. It's heaven and the granddad.
Are we sure it's heaven though?
It can't be heaven because he can't leave.
And it's really warm.
If it was heaven, he wouldn't have to leave his grandson. He's gone to hell.
If it's heaven,
granddad's
if it's
in
heaven,
hell.
Then he should be allowed to do what he want, like leave the island.
Yeah, granddad's in hell. So what did he do in his life?
It's, well, yeah, and then he opens up, he's got a swastika tattoo. and he's got his laptop with him, right? And there he's like, no, you can't look at my laptop.
There's some pictures on there.
But I bet there are people listening who have read Granddad's Island. Mm. Holy shit, it is a tearjerker.
Shall I get it for my kid?
I will buy it for your kids.
I don't have any granddads. So will I also have my tears jerked?
But you must have had them.
I have had them. I had one. I did only had one growing up.
Really?
Yeah. I know you're only supposed to have two, but... only had one growing up and he died when I was about 15.
I realised this recently, right? All my grandparents are dead.
Yeah.
And I made 200 quid.
What?
Oh, what profit?
Yeah.
From
dead grandparents.
200 quid in profit of dead grandparents? Yeah. What do you mean?
That's
that
all I made, 200 quid.
Was off what?
Gary, is that why you cry when you read
the
book?
Sorry, like, what do you mean by profit of dead grandparents?
Well, they're all dead.
Yeah.
All I got left from... that's 50 quid a grandparent I got left.
What, inheritance?
Yeah.
Oh, right, right,
he thinks
right.
He should have got more.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, are there many other grandchildren to be...
Oh, yeah, it's quite exactly, a few. Yeah. Quite a few.
You got to put the time in early.
Maybe you weren't a favourite.
No, you got to put the time in late. And I think that's where I sort of petered out. I think I was like a favourite early on.
Yeah, yeah,
I got cocky.
Yeah.
Stopped spending time with them.
Yeah.
50 quid each. Don't even buy your PlayStation.
What does that get you? It gets
you
a couple of cats.
Gets you.
What does that get you? A couple of cats.
Eight cats. Sorry. Yeah, eight cats, four boxes.
With inflation, probably only one and a half cat in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you wouldn't be able to get four cats for that. You wouldn't be able to get two. You wouldn't be able to get... Just have a box.
I reckon I could find someone who will get me four cats for 50 quid.
No, but you... But
I'll find someone.
There's one on the street, actually. She comes to the door quite
you
a lot.
Can't
Dawn.
Just take
you can have Dawn.
Dawn.
Her name's Dawn.
Her name is Dawn, and she's a fucking nightmare.
How do you know she's called Dawn?
Because the woman that lives here left her behind.
What?
What?
I know, it's so mean.
Why don't you just let her in? It's her house.
I tried letting her in because Bobby said I had to. So then I put her in here and then she's like feral and she like attacked and she like attacked Sunny.
Oh.
And then she somehow, Bobby left.
That's because he's in her house. This is her house.
Yeah, if
she doesn't understand the concept of
but
buying and selling a house.
I was trying to let her be in here and then we were going to keep her here. And then Bobby went out for an hour and somehow she got out while Bobby was gone.
Somehow. Yeah. Somehow.
Somehow.
You're as bad as the woman who sold this house. She comes, I can't.
I feed her and I put water out.
I can't imagine, like,
she's
you
a
know,
street cat.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be tamed.
There's loads of people who've given their dogs back after buying them in COVID. I can't imagine anything more appalling than being like, I bought this dog, but I don't want it anymore.
It's like returning close to a charity shop, isn't it? I know people have done that. They bought clothes from a charity shop. They went, this one, right?
Took you, them back to you, the charity shop. Took them back to the charity shop? Yeah.
You took them back?
No, I didn't.
I would never do
it's
that.
It's not like that, though, because it's a real life animal. So it is different in the fact that it is a real life animal.
Do you anthropomorphize objects?
Yeah. Especially charity shop clothes.
Harriet, shirts. Can you say anthropomorphize?
Anthropomorphize.
There we go.
So now you come.
Gary, that's such... I completely understand that. I do that as well when I'm telling something and then it makes me feel emotional.
Yeah. The other day, I started welling up because I imagined myself giving a very touching speech.
Oh my God, that's great. At my own wedding. That is great.
It was so lovely. I started welling up at the idea of me giving this speech.
I think that is psychopathic.
That's the old narcissism tears, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a touch of the old narcissism tears. I've moved myself by my hypothetical behaviour in the future.
I love myself in this scenario so much at my own wedding.
Never has a more beautiful word been said.
I bet loads of people do that.
Big fan. Yeah.
When I say I bet, I mean I... That sounds like something normal, though, isn't it? You imagine yourself, like, how you'd react in a certain situation.
Yeah. Or a loved one's funeral, sometimes, that's it.
Yeah.
Imagine giving a speech at a loved one's funeral, and it's just beautiful, and everyone's crying, and I welled up.
Do you cry?
But you're crying because of your performance. You've cried because you're moving other people, so you've made it all about you.
Yeah.
Because I did an amazing speech, Harriet.
Why don't you cry at your own funeral?
Because I'm dead.
No, but at the image of like everyone crying at your own funeral.
I'm dead. It doesn't matter.
No, but are you not moved
because
by the idea?
Because he can't perform at his own funeral.
No, I've thought about this. Yeah. No. I've thought about this. I've recorded a video beforehand. Yeah, there we go. And it's really touching. And
you're going to have to record it soon because you could die any moment. That wasn't a threat.
The fuck was it?
I'm just saying that you could. You need to record it now, so you have it.
Can we have that on camera?
You need to have it. Yeah. You need to do it because you need to have it.
If
in
anything,
your bag.
All right. I want this. Is it? If anything happens to me in the next 48 hours, come and find Harriet Kelmsley.
That camera's off, man.
Well, you said my surname wrong.
No, it's on, man.
You said my surname wrong, and I'm gonna find me.
I did that on.
But I would have thought, like, if you could see how loved you were while you were alive, if you imagined your funeral and be like, oh, there's thousands of people there,
yeah,
you'd cry, wouldn't you?
You'd be so annoyed.
I'd be furious. You'd just no be like, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't have to deal with the admin.
But if you were at your own funeral, you'd just be like, oh, this is so annoying. Like, that would be your attitude, I think.
I've never heard that sentence before.
What
if you were at your own funeral, you'd be annoyed at the number of people there?
Yeah, you'd be annoyed. Oh, I'd be at like, the sentiment too, you'd yeah. be you'd find it irritating.
Who would you be annoyed about coming to your funeral?
Yeah, you'd be like, they didn't know me well enough. Yeah. They shouldn't be here.
They only know I died because of Facebook.
It'd be the person who murdered me.
Whoa, they shouldn't be there.
I'd be furious if they were at my funeral, because I'd be like, get that person, please.
Yeah.
Stop
get them. That old
They're going to do
out.
It again. It could be anyone. Get that
They could strike again.
Imagine if you were murdered by an old lady. What? Why did she want
That's
to murder
That's a good
you?
Idea for a murder mystery.
Yeah,
well, it turns out it was
the old lady did it.
Because it never is the old lady. Never is.
But old ladies can be bad as well. That's something I've learned. I don't know what's going on now.
But if you were murdered by someone, the Patil clan.
The association of Patils,
they would track that motherfucker
down. My boys will get them, man. Yeah. They'd track them down. It'd be,
Have you always been emotional, or was there?
Yeah, which is weird, because I think there are some people that think... Do you remember once someone said I was very alpha and intimidating because he couldn't unlock a door?
I don't remember that.
No.
I don't remember that
no,
at all,
I don't
man.
Remember. No.
Me and you
no.
were trying to no. get into a flat in Edinburgh.
You don't remember it, man. Leave it.
Don't remember that.
What's his face? He was a comedian, and he couldn't open the door, and he said it was because I was being really intimidating.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, never mind. What's his name?
Who was it? When was it? What year?
2013. Oh, yeah, I don't know, something like that.
I was busy.
Tez?
No, it wasn't Tez.
Who would legitimately Bobby? Think that this was an alpha?
I don't know.
Anyone. Cry like an alpha. Cry strong tears. Of
strong
protein
salty
shake.
Tears.
Is no one come to me if we're not talking about
Maybe
it?
Maybe I remember.
We were late, we were stressed.
Yeah, it was that place that was above the Indian place.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Moss Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the key in. Yeah. I can't remember who the fucking act was. It's going to be really annoying.
Every time I get called an alpha, I write it down in my journal so I can refer back to it.
How many times have you written into your journal?
Fucking loads, man. It's huge, man. And I put a little, pink post-it strip, so I know that that's the bits where I've been called an alpha.
Very nice.
Who's ever called you an alpha?
Actually, a lot of people have. Who? Actually, just I have to refer to the journals.
Okay, you bring the journal in next time.
I'll refer to the journals.
No one's ever called you that though.
Not to my face.
Yeah, exactly. They're too afraid.
Snail. Yeah. You are an alpha.
Thank you, man. You're an alpha as well.
Put it in the journal.
And I'd like to use this as a clip for the socials. I am an alpha. Gary's an alpha.
That's not going on the socials.
Alpha.
Don't write it down, Elliot. That's you're not going a beta. On the socials. No one's ever called me an alpha ever.
Well, you are an alpha then.
You're an
Thank
alpha.
Thank you.
You're an alpha.
Thank you.
I find you intimidating. Never know what you're going to do. I think you're unpredictable.
I think you raised
it's
that
cold
glass
now.
Too
I'm
quickly.
Really cold.
You've already threatened my
it's
life.
Really
this point.
So you've just always been emotional.
Yeah, I'm a crier. Especially, do you know what the thing that really fucking gets me? Old men crying. Oh my shit.
Yeah, that's not good. You don't want Squid Game?
I haven't seen Squid Game yet. No spoilers.
But I'm too scared.
There's this video on YouTube, right?
Mm.
And it is an elderly people's choir. Okay, and they're called something like the Zimmers. It might not be the Zimmers, but something. There's something like the Zimmers. And there is this old man, and he's meant to sing a duet with his best friend of Coldplay's Fix You. But before they get the chance to perform, his best friend dies.
I'm already...
Die on camera.
I would feel sad, but the idea of a choir singing Coldplay's Fix You just made me angry.
But what, do you know what makes it even sadder, right? He then sings it on his own in tribute to his best friend. He's got this fucking oxygen mask on. He can barely breathe.
That
you know,
must
one of those
sound horrible.
Chewy ones. You know what I mean? You can hear it like, psh! And like, it sounds like Vader's duetting with him. And it's fucking tuneless. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's terrible.
You try your best, but you won't succeed. Right. This sort of thing, but it's like, it's freezing. Fucking heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking, and that cry. Have you seen? Oh my days! I mean, I cry at films a lot. Do you cry? Well, have you ever cried at film?
That's what I say. Films.
What film have you cried the most at?
The most at?
Yeah,
I can't remember really, but I always have the same answer in my head, and that's that
Star Wars.
No. Step Brothers. Creed 2.
Yeah.
Creed 2.
Seriously?
I was just like, that was a tearjerker. Right? The way he battered the way he fucking battered him, man. Fucking crying my eyes out. The way he fucking battered the shit out of him.
Of Drago's son.
Ivan Drago's son, yeah. Man, yeah. Absolutely fucking almost killed him, man. I cried my eyes out.
I don't know what that means.
You have seen Green Mile?
Yeah, but that didn't make me cry because it was so engineered to
the
manipulate.
Green Mile?
Yeah, it's a Stephen King novel.
No, I know. I know what the Green Mile is. It was just funny how Gary said it, like as if
that's like the ultimate tearjerker.
Oh, is it right? I see.
Yeah.
I can't really see your face, so I'm just wondering what the expression is.
We thought we saw it out the mics this time, but it's happened again.
We just need it. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
I got a list of films and see if you've cried at them. Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Up.
Never seen it.
Okay. Harriet, chip in. Famously sad. Ghost.
No, I haven't seen it.
Bambi.
Probably, because I saw it when I was a kid.
Dumbo.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Dumbo.
Oh, Dumbo is
Dumbo's
sad,
a real, real
fucked
fucking,
up
proper,
Dumbo.
Proper
yeah, it really is. It's messed
stupid
up.
Stupid fucking ears. Stupid eared cunt. Cry my eyes out of that.
It's got to live with those stupid fucking ears.
I think that's the first time I've dropped the C bomb on this podcast.
Yeah, and it was about Dumbo.
And it's about Dumbo.
But do you think that crying helps you like feel better? Or do you think it's just you have no control over it and it just is something that happens sometimes?
I think I quite enjoy it.
That's what because the way you were talking about how you, it's like a...
I'll look
like
in the mirror while I'm crying sometimes just to see myself.
That's horrible,
cry.
Gary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's horrible.
Just to see my stupid, teary
that's
face.
That's awful.
That's really...
Don't care.
You can't even look at yourself.
Mirror and
you can't even look at yourself, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I look in the mirror, see what I look like crying.
Yeah,
all the time.
You got to. You just got to, you know, man.
I can't be the only one. I bet people do that all over. If I'm crying, I can't wonder what I look like right now. Look in the mirror. I'm a mess.
Yeah, I'm not looking at myself crying, man. I'm watching Dumbo and crying. Get out of here. I get that. This is all ties into the fact you cry about doing a stirring speech.
Yeah.
This is that you haven't actually done.
But I bet loads of people do that.
Yeah, I bet they do, actually.
I bet that. I'm going to cry on my wedding day. I'm going to, definitely. Definitely.
I'm not going to cry on the wedding day.
When I do it, because you'll both be invited, you're going to be like this fucking
this guy.
Because it doesn't seem like you're crying because of her. You're crying
crying because you have to be seen crying.
No, he's crying because it is his own.
He said he would.
He's made himself feel something. It's nothing about his.
So whenever you're crying, it'll be like, Gary's gone and fucking moved himself again. Gary's moving himself. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah. This is all very true. This is, a lot of people must do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people must. I reckon a lot of people do that. I don't know who, but it's probably quite common.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
No.
Every episode I say a sad story to try and make Usnul feel feel something because he's dead inside. So this is a sad story. Okay. A married couple broke up after losing their winning £3 million lottery ticket. Martin and Kay Tott realised... Why is that funny?
Tott, isn't it?
Tott. It's like you've done it in homage to Gary Crowe.
They realised they had won the multi-million pound prize 6 months after the 2001 National Lottery draw.
Oh!
They saw an appeal for winners to come forward and noticed their weekly numbers had secured the jackpot. But tragically, the couple had lost their winning tickets.
Well, how do they know they had it?
They...
Regular numbers, isn't it? They probably always be the same numbers.
Yes, they live in a two-semi...
Since 2001.
So, I mean, to be fair, they could have just broken up for any reason because it has been, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
I thought this was an old story. No, I thought this was a 20-year-old story.
No.
Essentially, it is.
No, so...
it's a 20-year-long saga.
So, 20 years ago, they lost £3 million. And it's very sad because they've just broken up.
That is the saddest story you can find. Did you just Google it? Is that what you were doing when you were doing that?
I found it last week.
You found that last week. And you haven't found
Richard
one.
Branson and Tony Blair urged the lottery to give them the money, but Camelot wouldn't budge. Martin spent five years...
Tony Blair urged the lottery to give them the money. Tony Blair? Why is Richard Branson getting involved?
He said he was actually glad that he didn't get the money now.
Yeah, but hang on.
Millionaire, multi-billionaire Richard Branson said, you should give them the millions.
He could have given it himself.
Yeah, totally.
Lord of War Tony Blair said, give him the money. Give him 11, yeah.
Well, earlier...
I think it's time to drop a C-bomb again.
This might make you cry. Earlier this year, a Hertfordshire couple lost out on £182 million.
Why are all of your sad stories about people
being not millionaires? Sad lottery stories.
Yeah.
No, because I said a sad lottery story before, and then Snow said it wasn't sad because they only had a few numbers.
Oh, right, yeah. And the thing you took from that was,
I better find stories with more numbers.
She did a story last time where the guy, there's a story in a newspaper saying desperate sadness as man realises he's actually won 60 quid instead of a million.
Right.
But he thought he'd get more for his numbers.
You do. I've always thought the earning curve on numbers is fucking odd.
It doesn't. Yeah.
It's like five numbers, £60.
But the odds become astronomical.
I appreciate that. Just give me more money, mate.
But this couple...
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Look, I still have £2 million.
But this is my feelings now. All right.
But this couple, they lost out on £182 million
because their
ticket payment didn't go through.
Why not?
So they had all of the numbers.
This isn't sad, Harriet. This is admin.
This is bad admin.
Their payment hadn't gone through.
Why not?
She had set up her account to automatically buy a ticket, but when payment for the ticket was attempted, the lottery account did not have enough funds. So they sent her a thing saying, you've got a winning match, but the payment never went through, so she didn't.
See, this is the thing. You should never play the lottery if you're going to do it every week with the same numbers. Because that, you cannot ever stop.
It's enough to drive you mad.
Absolutely. Lucky dip every time.
Did
you play last week?
I didn't.
I did.
Why?
Because it was the massive Euro one.
Did you
and
win?
No, I didn't. Maybe you could tell that story next week. Did you, Harriet? How I didn't win the lottery.
Desperately sad times as Gerrisher didn't win
the lottery.
Well, lots of people didn't win.
I think you're getting the point.
But you know, it's only the fact that they lose that means someone can win.
But isn't it nicer if everyone wins?
How?
But that's a quid.
They're going to win a quid each. Two quid each.
Yeah, it's a £2.50 back, isn't it?
Yeah, but then maybe we should just scrap it all together because it's just, it's too stressful.
But everyone wants to play.
Yeah, but then if, but then it's too much for people.
It's not.
It's their marriage broke up 20 years afterwards. It's,
save your 250, right? Within 10 weeks, get a cat.
There we go. Yeah, you could get half a cat. No, a whole cat.
Get a whole cat.
10 weeks. Yeah, you're right. You get a whole fucking cat.
Yeah.
In a box. Well, from this lady in Stratford.
Specifically from a lady in Stratford.
And there were problems. The cats were faulty.
Stratford or Stratford upon Avon?
Stratford, like Stratford, London.
Stratford upon Thames.
Just got the tube, but we had to get a cab back.
Did you ask her where she got the cats from?
Was it a house? I think they might have been strays, but one of them had a brain tumour and the other one had a lot of stomach issues. So I think they were a bit inbred.
How much do you think it cost in legs of lamb?
A lot of lambs died because she had to only eat a pure lamb diet.
No, what? This really is the cat version she of you, isn't
IBS
it?
She had IBS for cats, yeah.
Can you go on a pure lamb diet?
I can't because...
Please.
I can't. Goes against everything I believe
you
in.
Might feel better than you've you know ever what
I think it actually probably is it's what I need
pure lamb diet
yeah
where's Harriet eating a leg of lamb.
I craved a hamburger for the first time in a long time recently.
Did you cave in?
No, but it's the baby. The baby's not vegan.
A Mackie vegan burger yet?
No,
I don't trust that. I don't trust none of that.
Really? You wouldn't have one?
No, because it's all just heavily processed stuff, isn't
it? Unlike their real meat.
That's 100% beef. That's 100% beef and salt and pepper.
How dare you, Gary? Now Snow's going to cry.
What's the vegan burger made out of?
No idea. Mushroom soy protein.
I don't like it when they're like that. I like it because it makes me... I like it when it's just like vegetables.
No,
that's what I like.
Mashed up beans in there.
Mashed up beans, that's what I want.
I don't want a bean burger or potato.
Yeah, shut up, Harry.
Can everyone just shut up?
I like my moving mountains in my impossible burgers and all that.
I don't like those like weird... lab-grown blood ones.
Oh, I love them.
No.
Love them. Oh, my days, all day.
What would you do if you like actually went in that lab and it was just like...
cows being slaughtered.
Just an abattoir.
No, what it is they... But they can have feelings, that so they're just
what
there
can?
And then like the they grow them and then how much are they going to be like animals?
What, sentient burgers?
Yeah, exactly.
The central nervous system.
Labs. No. Why? I don't want meat. I don't... It just,
would you
I don't
eat
like it.
A cat?
No.
Would you eat it, what if it was dying anyway and it wanted you to eat it?
No, never.
Would you eat it had a brain tumor?
I'd just hug it.
Would you eat cardboard box?
Yeah, probably.
Would you? You would eat a cardboard box?
What's
over
in
a
it
cat.
For me?
Huh?
What's in it for me?
Nutrition.
Lottery. We'll get you a lottery ticket if you eat a cardboard box.
No, it has to be a winning ticket. Yeah. I don't want a losing ticket.
Yeah, 10 quid winning ticket.
That's five numbers.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Gary, do you have anything to promote that's coming up?
Yep.
Yeah, you got your gig in...
you're at my gig tomorrow night.
You run.
You know, I'm not there.
I did it.
Do you know what's annoying, mate? I am... So Sunil's doing my gig tomorrow. The one you've done.
This is going to come out in a couple of weeks. But
okay, well, hey, I run a new material night on the third Wednesday of every month. It... Rule Zero in Hackney Wick, and it's so much fun.
It's really nice, yeah.
So much fun. Sunil's there. You'll all have missed him.
Yeah.
But I do that. Also, right, I'm working on a new show, which is like an improv show.
How can you work on an improv show?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, boy.
Is that on anywhere soon?
Do you not go to Leicester Comedy Festival?
Is that with Harv?
Leicester Festival.
No. But thanks
solo.
One man improv show.
Yeah, well, it's not solo, but it's... Yeah. Okay, I'm just sort of getting folks together to create a team.
Oh, sweet. Okay. And are you streaming still? Are you Twitch?
No. I can't fucking do it, mate.
Well, you've got
it's
stuff
really
to do.
Hard.
You're a busy man.
I don't enjoy streaming.
I never heard anyone say it's really hard.
People keep saying they loved it.
It's really hard.
What?
Like Twitch streaming. They're like, oh, man, this is
doing their own?
Yeah.
They're fucking liars, mate.
Really?
Yeah. You have... No.
I read a stat the other day.
Go.
No, I've forgotten it. It's about Twitch streaming and how like 90% of the revenue goes to the top 50 streamers.
Yeah, it's
OnlyFans. Yeah, that surprised me.
Crazy. Is that the same with OnlyFans?
It's something like that where there's so much money to be made at the top, but it doesn't stream down.
It's like drug dealers, isn't it?
Or pyramid schemes.
Pyramid schemes.
Ponzi schemes like Bitcoin.
We have...
Oh, you can follow me at Gary Tro Comedy.
With no W. I'm at Harriet Kemsley. You're at Sunil Patel Association. And please join us on Patreon.
I'm not at Sunil Patel Association.
You get an extra episode. And so it's an extra two
How
episodes
an
a month.
Episode?
We do it's one. Fortnightly normally and weekly on That's Patreon. Right. Yeah, so it's really fun. I said last time.
Yeah, if you could not give away our schedule, but... Gary, that'd be great.
Oh wait, did you did you speak about this episode?
Yeah, we're like fucking Gary.
Yeah, we talk. We're ready. We're very. I don't even know how we'd do that. Anyway, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying. Support Sunil in all his endeavours.
Support Harriet in all her endeavours as well, and Gary Trow as well, please.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you for having me. Bye.